Bethany. I'm one of the directors of Dark Avenue Film.
And I'm Patrick, and I'm the other director of Dark Avenue Film.
This is very exciting times for Dark Avenue Films. Before we find out about your latest project, just give me a little bit of background about the production company itself.
Well, we set up about a year and a half ago after we graduated from university in York, and we moved back to the island. Patrick grew up here, but I grew up in the UK and moved across with him. And so we've been going about a year and a half, and we do bits and pieces of commercial work. So we did...
We did work for the Finodery Distillery.
Yep.
And Smale Farm. And we're just finishing another film at the moment, which is... a documentary about Manx Concert Brass.
Yeah, so we've got all of those commercial projects going on, but we also shoot our own short documentaries and fiction films as well.
Where has this sort of come from then, and where are you hoping to get to? Is this because you both sort of did film at university and you want to go on and do similar things, or where does this sort of come from?
Well, I've been involved with film for many, many years. I started off on the Isle of Man Film School before I was in secondary school, so I've been making things years and years. So I've always been interested in it, and I've always wanted to do something in film, and so getting the opportunity to study film at university was a fantastic opportunity. And then I met Bethany there, and sort of, you know, we knew we wanted to work together on something, and going in our own direction and being able to produce our own work made the most sense to us. And so we thought we'd come back here because we know lots of people who work in the industry here, and we have lots of contacts, and it's a very welcoming place to set up a business, and people are willing to help, so it made sense for us to come and get our start here.
I didn't always know that I wanted to do film, but I always knew that I wanted to write, so I sort of took a bit of a gamble studying film at university because I hadn't done anything like it before. But it was a course where you get to learn all about the whole process of it. And since we've come out the other side, writing is one of the things that we've ended up specialising in as well. So aside from, you know, the short films of our own that we've made, we're also writing longer form projects, so feature films and TV scripts as well, which is another avenue that we hope to take the business down in the near future.
But it was interesting what Patrick was saying there about the support that you've all found on the Isle of Man and what you've been able to do with connections. And with you coming over here, Bethany, from the UK, does the Isle of Man feel like then it is a good place to make film and to be involved with documentary projects?
Absolutely. So being at university, there were lots of bits and pieces that we got involved with. And we considered at one point trying to set up a company in Yorkshire somewhere. But, you know, it's a big step to make, and to be able to come here. I'd visited while I was, you know, while we were still studying for the film festival and things. And I'd met people over here as well. And it felt like just the right step for us to be in a place where we already knew people in the film industry here. And I'd done a project while I was studying as well, related to film, and I'd interviewed some Manx creatives for that and been on Manx Radio, actually. So I already felt like I was part of the community here. And since I've moved over, I've felt very... very welcomed, and I do feel like I've been living here for longer than I actually have, which is nice.
We do like to make people feel welcome over here, and that's lovely to hear. And obviously we're in difficult times at the moment with coronavirus and all the announcements that we've been hearing this week, and we don't yet know what is happening with the Celtic Media Festival, which we're going to talk about now. We will find out, I'm sure, in the next few days whether the festival will run. But despite that anyway, very exciting that one of your projects has been nominated for the festival itself, which is no mean feat, because the sort of projects that get nominated for this festival are global projects, international projects, quite often made by huge media houses, and so this is quite some success. So tell us a little bit about the project itself.
Well, it's a short documentary about Manx harpist Mira Royal.
When we were younger, we did all used to play music together. My brother played the guitar, my sister liked the ukulele and the penny whistle, but I was always more inclined towards music.
We met her a couple of years ago in relation to her writing the soundtrack for a short film we were making. And just having met her, we thought she'd be a fantastic subject for a documentary. And so as we were getting set up, we were filming interviews with her and kind of figuring out what we wanted the film to be. And so we spent the next few months interviewing Brisha Madrill and Rachel Hare, who was Mira's harp teacher, and sort of building the documentary around that. It's sort of a chronicle of Mira's life in music and her life on the island and all the things that led to her winning the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award.
My name is Rachel Hare and I'm a Celtic harp player. It's not just being able to play the instrument, it's about being able to be creative when you play it as well. And that's what Mira has got, which makes her really special.
I remember when the lady went up to say the speech, she didn't say my name straight away. She said, "I'm from the Isle of Man, Mira Royal." It was the best moment of my life, but also the most shocked I've
ever. And you had some great assistance in making this as well, I believe, because you filmed in some very interesting places, didn't you?
We did indeed. The biggest thank you has to go to Charles Gard, who we got in touch with partly just to talk about trying to set up the film business over here in general, but when we mentioned that we were making this film about Mira, he offered the use of the Milntown estate for us to film in, and the main interview that you see in the film is shot in the library there, and we're very lucky to have the use of that location. He's been incredibly generous to us, and he also let us use some of the drone footage that he captured of the island, which, you know, there's so many beautiful places here that we wanted to show the island at its best, and that was a wonderful way to do it.
And you've had support as well from Culture Van and the Isle of Man Arts Council, which is great to have as well. And I'm intrigued as well about this. First of all, we have this obviously excellent documentary about Mira, but you really have embraced the Isle of Man and the sort of backstories of people over here and telling stories about people over here, because you're also adapting something about Sophia Morrison, aren't you? The Manx Fairy Tales. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is our first fiction short film that we've made as Dark Avenue Film. This is a project that we've now filmed it. It's called The Lost Wife, and it's based on one of the Manx fairy tales that she collected, called The Lost Wife of Ballalice. So we filmed it in October last year, and we're now in the final stages of putting it together, and we're very excited to see the final result.
Wonderful. And Patrick, as someone from the island and who, you know, sort of you started learning your craft over here, what does it mean to you then to be recognised in this way for the award for the Mira documentary at the Celtic Media Festival? What does that mean to you?
I mean, it was an enormous shock. And a fantastic privilege, really, to be, you know, considered for it and nominated for it. And it's wonderful that it was a project that was so Manx, that was picked, and that's, you know, we didn't have a big budget. We didn't have any budget for the film at all. It was kind of us doing it in our free time, and the people in it, Mira and Brisha and Rachel, as well as kind of Charles Gard and a lot of other people, you know, they volunteered their time for free to us. And so it was a project that at every stage couldn't have been made without the cooperation of people from the island. And so it's fantastic that it's been recognised in such a way, because it is Manx to its core, really.
We also had, we'd actually finished the film, we got some sponsorship from ICAP Marine to be able to put it into these festivals, and we're very grateful for that as well.
And actually, it had its premiere at a festival, presumably in front of an awful lot of people, because it was at Lorient last year as well, wasn't it?
It was indeed, yeah. We hear it went down very well, and it was very exciting to have it come out in at such a you know, important part of the cultural calendar. And Mira did some playing alongside the film as well for that performance of it.
Oh, must have been such a beautiful thing to see. And so outside of the Celtic Media Festival then, I think people can actually watch this now, can't they? Where can they find it?
Yes, it's on our YouTube channel. So it's also pinned at the top of our Facebook page, which is probably the easiest way to find it. So it's Dark Avenue Film, and it'll be right at the top.
Every opportunity that I've had, and especially this BBC award, it's all because of Mr. Bolton deciding on playground break time to ask if I wanted to play the harp.
Oh, so exciting. Well, listen, do keep us posted on all of your other projects as well. Do you have any sort of timeline for the Sophia Morrison project at all?
Been edited and colour graded, and so I've heard today that our editor has put it in the post, so it's coming in the post to us in the next few days, and then we've just got to check that everything's looking and sounding right, and then it'll start going into festivals after that point. So that's where that's at the moment.
And depending on whether or not, obviously we don't know if the Celtic Media Festival as an event will go ahead at the moment, but when would you hear whether or not you're successful in the festival category? Do you know yet?
Well, if the festival goes ahead as they've got it planned, it'll be one date between the 2nd and 4th of June. And I presume if the festival isn't going ahead as a festival and is behind closed doors, then around then as well. So around the early June.
Excellent. Well, we wish you all the very best of luck. Eggfire, I think it is, in Manx. I may have that terribly wrong, so apologise if it's wrong. But all the best to you both. And as I said, do keep us posted on all your projects and the website darkavenuefilm.com to find out more. Bethany and Patrick, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much.